I want to welcome you to the show today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I have an amazing author here, but she's kind of like me, you know, and she's like on the spur of the moment. Do you know that this woman has written over 30 books in a very short time? I mean, seriously short. We're going to talk about that. I think that she's kind of like that spur of the moment kind of person where you just got to get it out. Because if you don't get it out right away, it gets lost. I'm that kind of person where if I don't move on things, if I don't do that right now, okay, that's going to get lost. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go into a room, and I swear to you, I'm going to be like, why am I in this room? That's me. Because if I go into one room, I get distracted by something else. And I know if I don't get what I'm purposing out right away, it's going to be delayed or not going to happen, or I'm going to forget. It's just a whole thing. But I do want to welcome Kelly Emanuel to the show. Welcome to the show, girlfriend. How you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'll tell you one thing. You know, we're going to be talking about your books, but I want to go into how long did it take you to write these books and how many books did you write?
You know, it's such a great story in itself, right? So in March of 2020, I just started hearing poems. I started hearing poetry. I started writing at 53 years old, March of 2020. Yeah, that's when I started writing. And I heard the poems, and there was a lot of poems, okay? And I started to realize that the poems were meant to be transformed into nursery rhyme format for children. I just knew it. I knew that's why they were coming. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, I better get on this. So the first poem came and it was called My Name is Mountain. So my first book was My Name is Mountain. I thought I was having an only child. I realized I was having multiples very quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Because literally in 14 days, I had 27 books. I had 27 nursery rhymes, you know, cover, you know, all the art was curated. The manuscripts were written. The nursery rhymes were written. Now, the only thing that wasn't completed at that time were the synopsises. And I put a lot of time and energy into my synopsises on the back of all 31 books. And that's to assist the person that's purchasing the book or interacting with the child and the book as far as giving them information about what the book is meant to do as far as discussion. But anyway, I wrote the 27 in 14 days. I had the rest of the 31 within the next week. And I had more, but I had to cap it. And I chose 31 because that's the longest days that there are in a month, 31. And I thought, well, one book a day for an entire month from me is going to be a layer of support for children. So that's why I capped it at 31 at that time.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh my God, girl. Try to get one book out of me right now. It ain't going to happen.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Not that fast. Not that fast. I'm sorry. Not that fast. No. No, darling. No.
It was fast.
I will double think and triple think that thing. I'll be like, wait a minute. Okay. I want one sentence. What would that be? I mean, I would, no. Mm-hmm. No. But you, oh my God.
Yeah, I just went for it. It was a bit miraculous is a word that I might use. Okay.
You think? You think? Okay.
I mean, it felt a little bit that way. And it felt important. So I wrote all the books and I published all the books within 6 months of writing them.
Oh my God.
And within a year, I had them converted into audio and video.
Oh, so you got, you got audio books too?
Honey, they are amazing. They are works of art. When you hear my narrator, Phil, he just... you just want to hear more of his voice. There's something about the vibration of his voice that I think is very soothing for children. And so you can play the books in the car on the way to school and have a little chat about them. Maybe at nap time, some of my books are to relax and go from awake time to sleep time. You know, some are about individuality. Some are about inclusivity. Look, some are about emotions, the emotion, commotion, locomotion. Each boxcar has a different emotion.
Oh my gosh.
I grew up at a time where emoting wasn't really, it was kind of frowned upon. And I'm like, children need to be able to emote. So the emotion, commotion, locomotion is a magical train, and each boxcar has a different emotion. But I create a feeling from my inner child that the children relate to. So they feel it and they take it into their system. And because they rhyme, rhyming is gigantic for early childhood literacy. It's a tool. It's a map. So the more rhyming that a child has, the more set up they are for their literacy development and recall, right? What do you think of that?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Girlfriend, my goodness. Okay, wait. So I have to ask you this. You said that you grew up in a time where emoting was no good. Well, how old were you again?
I'm 55 right now.
I'm 51. We grew up in the same years.
Emoting was...
No, it was off. It was definitely not something that we were used to doing. Definitely not something that we should have been doing. And definitely something that we didn't do. We didn't do that. You couldn't do that. You just suck it up.
Yeah. It just wasn't permitted.
No, it wasn't.
I'm finally giving myself permission for many, many things at 55. But when I wrote the emotion, commotion, locomotion, it's even hard for me to say. When I get excited, especially. I was 53. So what I've done here, all 31 books are experiential. There is an experience that I have had on the planet that has led to the birth of the story. So not only do I entertain the children, there is and there are messages and layers to the books that I believe will actually resonate with whoever interacts with them, even if they are not in the 4 to 8 year old age gap. Because they are special. They have, Hans Christian Andersen, I grew up with Hans, listening to Hans. He did The Inchworm and Thumbelina and The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yes,
that was Hans. And if I were to choose sort of a path that I've gone down, that's the path I would say that I'm trying to emanate. Now, completely different work, but along the same lines of a Hans Christian Andersen.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, I actually think that what happened to you is not only miraculous, but I think it was repressed you bursting out. Now, please let me know if I'm wrong, but I totally think that somewhere along the lines, you lost yourself and who you were. And something happened to you that propelled you forward into who you really are. And you just accepted it and went with it. Am I wrong?
Okay, my fellow intuitive. My fellow intuitive empath on this journey on the planet. Nice to meet you. You are not wrong, honey. You are not wrong. I do describe it a bit like this. So you were talking about renovating your home and how people renovate homes. I did a lot of DIY in my adulthood, right? And I describe it like this. So do you know when you buy a house, you're hoping maybe for hardwoods under the linoleum and under the carpet?
No.
The books were always there. They were the hardwoods, but they were under the 70s shag carpet. They were under the the orange linoleum. I mean, I know orange is back in, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh no.
And I had to do the work, right? I had to pull back those layers, and the books were always there. And I do believe you're correct. I really had some work to do to pull back the layers to expose the books and the inner child. I write for contemporary poetry as well, but because I want people to age up with me. Mm-hmm. I want them to become a fan when they're a child, and then I want them to still have support from me into teenage years and adulthood. So I'm curating those poems. I have at least 70 right now.
Wow.
Oh, girlfriend, they're just incredible. And I mean, I have more books, but the point is, I did hybrid self-publishing. That is a cost. So I did have to pull back the reins and stop it at 31. Yeah. And, you know, because I'm an unknown author, so I don't have a publishing house, right? I just started writing. Right. So there was really no path forward other than hybrid self-publishing, which is what I did. Now, it is a great path to go for if somebody's out there and has the dream of writing.
Right.
And I did use Balboa Press because you still own your own work. Now, whatever you create with them, that has a copyright, but you still own your words, and you own any of the illustrations that you've either procured or you have licensed. Mm-hmm. So it's a neat way to go. Hey, it got me to the point that I could have 31 books published in 6 months.
That is a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot.
That's how I roll.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I hear that, girl. I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. You know, I'm in love with what you're doing. I'm in love with what you said. I'm in love that you jumped in and you weren't afraid to just do it. Just do it. I hear that you read a little bit of an excerpt from your book from time to time. Can you read for us?
Oh, it would be an honor. Thank you. So the book I chose today, so I flip titles on some of my books. So instead of the all-inclusive, it's the inclusive all with a beautiful peacock on the cover. The art is just incredible. Okay, so this book is dedicated to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Oh, you can't see my dedication page. There it is. Okay. Here, I'll give you the inclusive all. Okay. I found a place during a journey recent. It is a place so unique and exceptionally decent. I had never before found so special a place. Although it did take a voyage into a distant space. You will notice that I have nothing but good things to write. Because my heart was buoyant and filled with delight. I assumed a stature sure and undistracted, as everything nice there organically interacted. I took it upon myself to go out and explore. I knew that anything was possible and more. There was nothing in my mouth to bemoan as happiness played out a melodious tone. The tone relayed a message so inviting that I sang along at once with an energy igniting. If I had to choose a main thought to relay, it was how the fabulous colors drew attention their way. Who will now accompany me to the inclusive all? It is just beyond yonder hill, down the gully, and over a wall. The end.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. It that is beautiful. I love when people read because it gives that sample of, you know, of what are you going to be getting? What is it that you're looking at? What is it that is beautiful? I absolutely love it.
You do. That's such an honor to have that from you. You know, it's so funny because of the melodious tone and what you do and what your family does. It couldn't have been a better choice, could it?
No, it couldn't have been.
That was singing beautiful. Along with an energy igniting. That is what you do, my dear. That is what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. But that's what you did. And in less than 6 months, apparently. You just, you know what? It was so funny because I thought about it. You know, I thought about writing a book. I thought about doing everything. And you know, it takes time for me to decide. But for you, it was like, I'm just going to do this. And you did it. And it was like jump in all, I mean, all in all. So we're looking at your book here. And I want to show this book real quick. There it is. Okay. The Inclusive All is what you just finished reading. And that QR code is on the very top corner of your screen. If you have your phone, you can go ahead and scan that in. It'll take you straight there to the, what is it? The Audible? Is it the Audible?
That's the Audible. Yeah. That would be the Audible. Yeah.
That's the Audible. Okay.
It's incredible.
It is. Yeah, it definitely is. And I absolutely love it. I think that, you know, what you've done is you've tapped into you. Don't stop doing that. Don't stop doing that. That is beautiful. It's just gorgeous what you've done. And the artwork. Tell me about the artwork. Because, I mean, six months, 31 books.
I mean, because I curated the art. Every book has different art.
Oh, my gosh.
Every book has different art.
Girl, you put a lot of money in this.
It was worth it.
It was.
It was worth it.
I say it was worth it too.
I invested more than dollars. I invested my soul in these books.
And you did.
I want them to be in the hands of children. I want them to be in libraries. I want them to be in hospitals. I want them to be in prisons, in the family visiting rooms. I want them to be in countries where there's such little hope that they need my book called The Blind Sky, which is about dreams and no limits. It's instead of skyline, it's the blind sky. They are a layer of support for children. And I just so desperately want them in the hands of children. Yeah. And I just am just doing everything I can to make that happen. I every bit of me, that's all I want to do is get these in the hands of children.
And they will be.
And
they will be. Because you know why? You put that out there already. And it's out there. And you can't take it back. So there you go.
No taking it back.
You can't take it back. No take backs. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I mean, not only can people reach you on Amazon and your author name, Kelly Emanuel. It's actually Kelly. Is it Kelly Ann?
Kelly Ann. Yeah.
Kelly Ann. A-N-N-E.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and show that to you guys so that you can see that.
Kelly Ann Emanuel.
Kelly Ann Emanuel right there. You're looking at it right there on the screen. And you can also, how can they reach you in other places? Are you available anywhere else?
Really, the best way is just to Google me. I have done some readings of some of the books on YouTube. Mm. So you can check me out on YouTube. And I'm trying to get more videos up on the channel. And also Hoopla is a library system for the audiobooks that you can take them out that way and just test them out and see if you like them. And also, if you would request them at your libraries, that would be gigantic for me. So, but Hoopla, check me out on YouTube. You know, I've done a lot of interviews. You can listen to my thoughts and what I believe and what the books are meant to do. And like I said, every book has a very in-depth synopsis on the back for anybody to read who wants to know more about the books, which really is what I care about. It's really not me that I care about me, but I care about these. This is what matters. This is what shines. And you know, it's funny. I have a book in the works, my dear, and the name of it is "My Name Is Diamond."
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I wonder what that's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you see. My Name Is books are just incredible because they're about identity and self. And the child has permission to make observations and have a healthy discourse conversation. So,
right.
Yeah. So I have one that's in the works called My Name Is Diamond.
Girl, you're not going to stop, are you?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I don't think there's anybody that can stop you. As long as you're on this earth, you're going to continue to write. That's a wonderful thing. Congratulations on all the success. And you guys, I'm going to, again, that QR code is in the corner over there, in the top corner. You can go ahead and get that. It just, you know, Kelly Ann Manuel with A-N-N-E at the end. Go ahead and Google her if you want to know more about it. If you want to see her in her interviews, you can look on YouTube. And I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Kelly, thank you so much for being on the show. I truly appreciate it. Girl, you got it. You got it. Oh my gosh. You got it. You got it in loads. Like, you got everybody else's. Like, people who didn't get it, you got theirs too.
I'm sharing the love.
I want to share you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. And until next time, guys, be blessed. Don't be stressed. And see you later. Bye.